Less than a month after the legislative session officially ended, Governor Cuomo's been calling for the state Senate to come back and work on what he says is unfinished business. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Cuomo says the Senate, which is led by a Republican coalition, needs to come back and vote on a measure that would codify the rights in the landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade into law. The governor believes the ruling is in danger of being overturned now that President Trump has picked Brett Kavanaugh as his nominee for the Supreme Court. 31 Democrats in the Senate say they'd vote for the measure. One Republican vote is needed in order for the bill to pass. Cuomo's been holding campaign-style rallies around the state. He compares the situation to that of 1970, when several Republicans sided with Democrats to decriminalize abortion in New York.
Go back to Albany and vote on the bill as a matter of conscience. Let the people of this state know where you stand.
Cuomo's political opponents, including his primary challenger, Cynthia Nixon, say the governor's had 8 years to pass the measure known as the Reproductive Health Act, and they question why he's waited until now to press the bill. Cuomo says he's been unsuccessful in the past in convincing Republicans to put the measure on the floor for a vote. Cuomo says the Senate also needs to come back to renew 140 speed cameras near schools in New York City. Without action, the authorization for the cameras expires in a few days.
We're not going to take no for an answer. And if they refuse to do it, then they are responsible for the consequences.
A Senate GOP spokeswoman says senators don't like the bill as written and want to make changes. They object to a provision that allows non-doctors to perform abortions. Pro-choice advocates, including Planned Parenthood, say the bill does not go any further than the rights already defined in Roe that have been law in the nation since 1973. Assembly Democrats have already passed both measures. Speaker Carl Hastie, visiting Olana, the historic home of 19th-century painter Frederick Church in the Hudson Valley, says he'd also like the Senate to return. But he says the Reproductive Health Act does not need to be amended.
Women's health is not something I'm not interested in negotiating. It's either you support a woman's right to choose or you don't. This is not something that you can negotiate or tweak or anything like that.
Meanwhile, in May, Senate Republicans approved a bill on ethics reform in reaction to two corruption convictions this year involving former associates of Governor Cuomo. The measures would increase transparency in economic development projects by making a public database of all of the contracts the state has with developers. The other would reinstate the state controller's oversight over the contracts. Hastie says the Assembly won't come back to approve those measures, though, until there's agreement from Governor Cuomo on them. He says the rules would affect state agencies that Cuomo oversees, so the governor needs to have some input on the legislation. And he questions whether any law can really stop people from committing crimes.
I'm still waiting to see if we could come up with the first bill on people's morality. I think when people are doing the wrong thing, they know it's the wrong thing, and they just hope that they can get away with it. And I guess in some regard, the system does work because people who continue to violate the public's trust are being brought to justice.
The governor has backed an alternative plan that included a new inspector general under his power to root out corruption. But lately he said he already overhauled the bidding system within his administration to prevent further corruption. A spokesman for the state Senate, Scott Reif, says there are no plans at this time to return to the Capitol for a summer session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.